Hey guys, it's me, Paul, and welcome to episode one of the Kang Clan cast. I did an episode before about tarantulas, but I was like, that's not really the Kang Clan cast. This is episode one. I'm really high, so fuck it. I'm just gonna talk. My girlfriend was like, you should really do a weekly podcast. So now I'm doing it. What do you want to know about me? I am 29 years old, South Korean, grew up in Portugal, but going to an American school, so that's why I sound American. I'm an artist. I do visual art. I do, what do? I make art. I don't know. It doesn't matter what genre. It doesn't matter how big or how small. I can do anything. I can do anything, and I'm not bragging. You can do anything. You just have to don't limit yourself, bitch. I don't put limits on myself. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna like hurt anyone or to the point of like not hurting anyone. I don't put limits on myself. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hurt anyone by doing whatever I'm doing. You know, the energy I want to put out into the world is just like peace and calm and love and creativity. Like, I don't want to fucking hurt anyone, but I don't put limits on myself. So when I say I'm an artist, what I mean is like, fuck it. Sometimes I'll do like a painting that's like 5 feet tall, three, I don't know. I'll do a wall in a certain style. And then I'll be, and then I'll, then the next day I'll spend an hour drawing on only like post-it notes. I don't give a fuck. I'll do an oil painting on post-it notes. I'll fucking, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I'm really high right now. I smoke a lot of weed. It's fucked up. Right now there's a pandemic going on. There's all this like worry and all this people shitting on each other, and like it's so I'm not even American, but I'm gonna talk about America. Hear me out. I had this weird thought today. My thought was, hey, there's a whole conservative side, you know, left and right, you know, the left is liberal and free and democracy and socialism, you know, all this shit. And on the right, you know, you got the conservative, you know, it just, you know, no abortions, baby Jesus, you know, all this stuff, all, conservatism, like guns, you know, like, well, and I'm just like, you need both of that shit. You need both. You need a, it's almost like they took, with the political parties, like, on paper, it's like, yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just like, you know, yeah, it's just a political party, this is what we stand for, but they changed that shit. It's not like they made it bad. They literally they. If America had a brain, and had a left side and a right side, then political parties cut the connection between the two, and they said, you left side, you, which is the artistic side, or maybe I'm fucking it up, maybe the right side, I don't know, but they're like, you guys, we're just gonna put you in this box over here and call it the left, and you, we're gonna put you in a box called the right. And we're gonna say all this bullshit, and people are gonna flock to it. But really, it's just a way to divide the country on a fucking socio-political, on a socio-political, symbolic, metaphorical, literal level. It is cutting the connection between the brain, between the two halves. And you need both to be a complete human being, to be a complete nation. You need the conservatives. You need the liberals. You need to work together. Because when you don't, man, you're fucking brain dead. You'll elect whoever the fuck has the most money. You'll elect the motherfucker who says the nicest shit, who pours honey down your ears. It doesn't fucking matter. You need both. Could you imagine a human being walking down the street who's connection between their left and brain hemisphere was severed? Could you imagine that shit? It'd be fucking horrific. They couldn't function. They'd be brain dead. I don't know. They couldn't function. You wouldn't trust that person. You wouldn't trust the things they were doing or saying. You know, that's what's happened in America. America got cut in half, mentally, brain-wise, like neurologically, on a spiritual level. America got cut in half. And the scalpel and the surgeon was the motherfucker with the most money, with the people power. You know? That's why there's so much fighting going. That's why there's a societal civil war going on. Maybe not literally, not yet, but just it's brewing. It's because the brain is fighting itself, because the body is fighting itself. There's no, you gotta put the pieces back together. You've been convinced. We've all been. I'm guilty of it. We've been convinced to fucking point fingers and say, you're the enemy. Could you imagine what both sides of the brain trying to eliminate each other? Now you got half a brain. If America's a human being, the two brains are trying to kill each other. And you're like, no, you. Okay, fine, you win the battle, but now you're running a body on half a brain. On either just purely conservative, which is terrifying, or purely liberal, which is terrifying. The liberals need the conservative side to balance them out, to calm them down, say, hey, let's think about this before you jump in head first. And you need the liberals to talk to the conservatives and say, hey, listen, let we I understand that you are here to preserve a steady, balanced course, but let's introduce these new ideas. Let's think about stuff. Let's get creative. Let's try something different. But you need both fucking sides to make shit work. And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming me. I'm not even blaming the bad guys, air quotes. I'm not praising the good guys. There's no bad guys, there's no good guys. It's just people. We tell each other there's a bad guy, there's a good guy to make ourselves feel better, bro. We are the bad guy. We're the good guys. Everyone's a good guy. Everyone's a villain. Everyone's fucking Captain America. Everyone's fucking, I don't know. Skeletor, I don't know. You need both sides. We need each other. We need the people we disagree with, and we need the people that we like. We need both. You have to. You have to work together. And if you don't, you're gonna have half a brain. And then when you have half a brain, man, you can't defend yourself. You can't care for yourself. You can't help anyone else for that matter. And you'll just be ready to be led by someone who does have a brain. And you don't know their intentions. You can't even question it because you're not together. All I'm saying is, man, if what the fuck do I know? I'm a 29-year-old South Korean guy in Portugal who does stand-up comedy. At the comedy gym every Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. at 86 Cocktail Bar. What I'm trying to say is that, like, I'm someone looking at the situation from the outside. I know about it. I got friends there. I follow the news. I look at this shit, and I'm looking at it right now. And the problem isn't COVID. The problem isn't all these diseases. The problem isn't the fuck it. I'll say, racism and all this killing—it's symptoms. It's symptoms of a bigger thing. Those are things on the surface. They're important, but they point to a much deeper cancer, and the cancer is that people with a lot of money are trying to cut this, are trying to cut the connection between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. For power, for profit. Because when the nation has half a brain, you can take it wherever you want. And I don't think these people have good intentions. So just be smart. Think. Don't hate each other. Talk. Listen to each other. I don't know. I'm just a fucking kid. But I just see it from the outside. And people just need to keep it buttery. That's my only philosophy. Keep it buttery. What the fuck does that mean? Butter is best at room temperature. Butter is best at room temperature. When you put butter in the freezer, it gets really fucking hard. You try if life is bread, and keep it buttery, you take the cold butter and you try to put it on the bread, and it rips the bread. It takes forever to melt. You don't have a good time. It's too hard. It's butter, but it's too hard, and it fucks up the bread. Then there's really melted bread. No, I meant melted butter. It's too hot. You know, you can't put it on. It makes it soggy. Melted, but you can cook with melted butter. But you know, it's, you know, you can do a lot of stuff with hard butter. But it's butter. But it'll make things soggy. But room temperature butter, buttery butter, as you just put that. You open it. You put the knife in, glides in like butter, and then you put it on the bread and you put it in your mouth and you have a good time. You know. And for me, I'm always like, if you always think, you know, you're not better than anyone, you're not lower than anyone, you're right in the middle. You're right in the middle, and so are they. Whoever your opponent is, whoever's in front of you. You're not better than anyone. You know, don't, you know, like, don't be the hard, cold bread. Don't be the hard, cold butter. You're not better than anyone. Just fuck it. You ruin things when you think you're better than them. You steamroll people. You rip it up. But when you, but then so, there's some people who think they're lower than other people. And that's the melted butter. I can't believe I'm using butter to talk about this, but fuck it, you know. Yeah, like melted butter, you know? It's when people think they're lower than everybody, and they just sog up the whole situation. They make it sad, they make it weird, you know? Make it useless and limp, you know? But you're not better than anyone, you're not lower than anyone. You're just right there in the middle. You're buttery. Keep it buttery, man. Keep it fucking buttery. Why are we fighting about this? We're treating each other like we're the enemy. We're not. The fucking shepherds are the enemy, you know? The pastors, pastor literally means shepherd, you know, in the Latin language. Pastor, you know? Pastor, you know? It literally means someone who leads the sheep, you know? It used to be the preachers, and you know, now it's the fucking politicians, it's the celebrities, it's the whoever's got clout. You know, and we subscribe to them like sheep, and they make us fight each other. You know, could you imagine if we all just put down our fucking put down the grass and put down the fucking wool, and we're like, fuck no, not anymore, fuck it, we're just gonna leave. We're just gonna live our lives the way. Fuck this. Fuck the farm. We outnumber them. The only thing they have is influence, is money. What if we're like, no, fuck money, fuck it all, I don't give a fuck. We just all walked away, put down our phones, threw them all in a giant dumpster and set it on fire. So fuck it, we're gonna start over. Keep it buttery. I don't know. I'm not trying to start a cult. It's just a philosophy I have. Just keep it buttery. I'm not better than you. I'm not lower than you. I'm just right here, and so are you. Everything you ever did brought you right. Let's say you go to the mall. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care the car you drive. You go to the mall and you see someone. Every decision you ever made brought you to that mall. And every decision that motherfucker made brought them to that mall. And y'all met and you cross each other. You're the same. You're equals. You both got. I don't give. I don't know. I don't. Fuck. I don't know. I'm just high and I'm talking and I care about everyone. And it's fucked up. I just want everyone to get along. Like, can we all just get along? Can we all just get along? Go suck a dick. I don't know. Like, get along. I'm just tired of it. Anyway, rant over. My name is Paul. Paul Kang. You can find me on Instagram at Kang the Artist. If you like this, like and subscribe, share. I don't give a fuck. Just, you know, just be nice. Keep it buttery. Grow up. Stop collecting the Pokemon cards. Just stop, you know, just stop complaining. Just get a fucking job. I don't know. Think for yourself. Fuck celebrities. Fuck the media. The media is the problem. Jesus Christ. Just think for yourself. And treat people with respect, you motherfucker. What's wrong with you? Grow the fuck up. Get a fucking pair of balls and get it. Or ovaries. I don't know. I don't know what you have. I don't know your situation. I just want you to be okay, man. Woman. It. How many pronouns? I don't know. Just stop playing league. Wake up. It's all a distraction. Just wake the fuck up. I'm begging you. Yeah, anyway. Like, subscribe. I don't care. I really don't. I just want people to get along. You know what I want? I want people to wake up and be like, let's go fishing. That sounds great. And you go in fishing and you see like people you've never met and they're fishing too. And you go, hey, what's up? They're like, hey, good morning. And you don't know them. They're just good morning. And they're fishing. No one's stealing. We're all sharing. There's enough food for everyone. There's enough room. And we're building. Hey, you need help building that house? I got you, bro. And you build a house together. Hey, let's go plant some seeds. That sounds great. Are you working on this garden? You walk a few miles and there's a big garden and everyone's working there. And I'm not talking about a cult. I'm not talking about like we should build a reserve somewhere and then fucking the FBI comes in and shoots everybody. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like everywhere. We're just chill. Like a good frequency. We just go fuck it. Fuck it. We just get along. It's just a way of life. It's just a different way of thinking. You think electing another old white guy with all these connections to billionaires, you think that's gonna solve the problem? Yeah, if we elect this other white guy, it's gonna save us from this other white guy who wears a suit. You don't need to elect anybody. You don't need any. Just think for yourself. Get along with people. I don't like the way he thinks. That's fine. He's another human being. He's entitled to his own thoughts, motherfucker. Just like you are. Just treat him with respect. Oh, Paul, it's more complicated than that. There's socioeconomics, and there's bullets, and there's race. I know. Exactly. Right now of all times is the motherfucking time to get along. Right now of all times, when it's the most violent, when it's the most fucked up, when it's the most evil, when it's the easiest to be evil. In fact, when it's rewarded to be evil and psychopathic, exactly as right now, when it's the most complicated, do you keep it the most simple? Treat yourself with respect and treat others with respect. That's it. Exactly because it's complicated, because it's hard. Do it because it's hard. What do I know? I just do comedy. I'm a comedian. I'm a funny guy. I don't know. So, keep it buttery. Love yourself and love your neighbor. You gotta love yourself, man. You gotta fucking love yourself. You gotta treat yourself. You know how I read this great quote? Like, you have to treat yourself the way you would of someone dependent on you. Like maybe a child, or you gotta look in the mirror and say, "Hey, good morning. I hope you have a great fucking day. If you ever need me, I got you. If you feel down, we can talk." A lot of people they say like you shouldn't talk to yourself. That's a crazy thing. I think you should talk to yourself. I really think you should talk to yourself, not in like a crazy way. Like, hey, no, like, hey, how am I feeling? I'm feeling kind of just in your head, or maybe you say it out loud when you're alone. You just go, "How am I feeling? How are we feeling?" Okay. I feel kind of sad. Why do you feel sad? I feel sad because of this and this and this. But we tell kids don't talk to yourself. It's crazy. Maybe we should talk to ourselves. See how we're really feeling. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know shit. Oh God, it's almost 20 minutes. Jesus Christ! If you heard this far, congrats. You get a virtual dollar. Fuck that shit. Yeah, you get a hug. A real pre-COVID, big fleshy, heart to heart, rib cage to rib cage hug. I miss that shit. I miss hugging people. In Portugal, every time you met someone, didn't matter if you knew them or not, male or female, old or young, you always kiss them twice on the cheeks. One cheek, you touch their cheek, and you make that kiss noise. You give them a big hug, and then you go, "What's your name?" Like, "Oh, I'm Maria." Like, "Oh, it's nice to meet you, I'm Paul." I miss that. It went away. Portugal lost a gigantic part of its culture. Very intimate, it's gone. It's gone. It's horrible. It's gone. And I miss it dearly. And I know I'm not the only one. This whole thing, this whole pandemic, it really. At what cost are we keeping ourselves safe? At what cost? What are we losing? And another question is that, eventually we're in hazmat suits, and we never leave the house, and we become ro like at what cost? Like, is life even worth living? At that point, because they're making fun illegal. Share this soundbite. They're making fun illegal. They are making it illegal to have fun. Can't buy alcohol past 8. Like, what the fuck? Can't buy alcohol past 8. You can't. The bars are closing at, like, what? They used to close at fucking 8. Now they're closing at, what, 12? 15 people max? They're making it illegal to have fun. I'll say it. Oh, Paul, how dare you? Like, it's for safety. Yeah, okay. But all I'm saying is, yeah, for I get it. I get it. Safety. But is life worth living? We'll be alive. Sure. We'll all be alive. We'll all be locked in our houses, wearing hazmat suits, breathing Microsoft oxygen. Fuck that shit. Is life worth living after that point? Did we do the brave thing or the cowardly thing? I don't know. I'm getting too philosophical. Yeah, go fuck yourselves. I don't know, to quote Bill Burr. But yeah, this is episode number one. I said a lot of shit. Wasn't trying to offend anyone. Not trying to get arrested. Just speaking my mind. Last time I checked, that was still legal. For how much longer? I don't know. But until then, I'm just gonna speak my mind. Keep it buttery. You can find me at Kang the Artist. I have a brand called Very Drugs. You can find that on Instagram as well. Give us a follow. And yeah, every week on Thursdays, I host a comedy show. It's called The Comedy Gym. Yeah, it's just a place for you to work out your comedy and to work out your new material. It's like the gym. You go there, you work out. It's not really a show. You just go and work out your material. And I think that's important right now. Just a place to do comedy in English in Lisbon. And that's why I do it. And it's gonna be a show tomorrow. Today's Wednesday. I'm gonna do it tomorrow. And I'm just gonna see what happens. I'm not gonna stop, trying to think. Yeah. Comedy, I love comedy. It's important. And I'm not gonna stop doing it. They're gonna have to take that fucking mic out of my cold, dead hand. I don't know. Yeah. Keep it buttery, man. Love yourself, woman. Love others. You're great. You're just insecure sometimes. But you got it, You can do this. Don't be scared. Like, never make decisions out of fear. It's a bad frequency. You get locked in, Make decisions out of courage and love and your fellow man, I'm not trying to start a cult. I don't know. Fuck it. 24 minutes? Jesus Christ. All right, I'll stop. Yeah. This was the first episode of the Kang Clan Cast. Hope you like it. I'm your host, Paul Kang. You can find me at Kang the Artist on Instagram and follow Very Drugs. Yeah, we live stream the comedy gym at Very Drugs, Thursdays, 8 to 10 GMT. Anyway, I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a great day. Wherever you're hearing this, hey, I'm rooting for you. You got this shit, all right? Go fuck yourselves. Love yourself. Keep it buttery. Bye.